Well, now to the disturbing pictures out of Thailand that went viral. We have a video at herenow.org. You see a huge pilot whale, first beached and dying in a canal, red umbrellas to protect him from the sun, buoys to hold him up so he won't drown. Then he's on an operating table surrounded by the pounds of plastic garbage bags that killed him. More than 300 endangered sea turtles and over 100 whales and dolphins die just on Thailand's beaches every year, victims of ingested or strangling plastic. But it seemed all of Thailand watched as veterinarians tried to save the male pilot whale for nearly a week. He died last Friday. And activists are seizing on the anger there to move Thailand toward taxing the companies that make plastic bags or the consumers who've used them since they were introduced by the petroleum industry just decades ago in the 1950s. Enrique Sala is an explorer in residence and marine ecologist with National Geographic. He studies ocean plastics. And Enrique, we spoke to you last year about Henderson Island. That's a remote island in the Pacific discovered completely covered with plastic. What were your thoughts when you heard about this latest animal death?
I was so sad. I had seen this before in the Mediterranean in Greece, a sperm whale 20 years ago, dead on a beach. My friends did an autopsy and found many, many, many plastic bags, yeah, like a hardened ball. And when I saw the photos of this poor pilot whale in Asia, I couldn't but cry. You know, it's just we are creating the horrible dystopian future that nobody wanted.
Well, remind us why. I mean, we've said the number so many times that it's numbing. The journal Science found that 8 million metric tons of plastic make their way into the ocean every year. But how else can you describe how bad it is?
Well, there is an easier way to understand. Every minute is the equivalent of a garbage truck full of plastic going into the ocean every minute. Mm.
And of course, no, the sea animals are ingesting it and then they can't function and they slowly die. Look, you've got recycling, but we understand the global recycling systems are gridlocked because, first of all, there's so much. People put the wrong things in bins, so it stops up the recycling centers. China, which takes much of the world's recycling, much from the U.S., has been refusing much of it because it's tainted. It's not clean enough. But has recycling plastic bags, which has been more recent, has that helped at all?
The problem is so huge that little actions here and there are not enough. The problem is so huge, but the solution is easy. You know, we can stop plastic from getting into the ocean, and this has to happen at different levels. At the top level, governments have to prohibit the production of toxic plastic single-use items like plastic bags, straws. There are many countries and cities around the world that have already done that, and it works. You know, Corsica prohibited plastic bags in stores and supermarkets 25 years ago, and the rivers, the little rivers of Corsica, don't have any plastic. You know, and then the consumers also have to say no to plastic bags, single-use water bottles, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, as you say, there's been movement on that. Just last week, the EU proposed a ban on plastic bags. Researchers in Thailand are seizing on this moment of anger in that country to call for a ban there as well. Do you think that's really going to happen, banning plastic bags completely?
Plastic bags is not a big industry. You know, the plastic is started as a byproduct of the oil industry, the petrochemical conglomerate. Right? There are many plastic products that are big industries, but plastic bags are not. This is very small part of our economy, yet every year people use trillions of plastic bags around the world, and all this plastic ends up killing 1 million seabirds and 100,000 marine mammals, like that one pilot whale we see in Thailand. Yeah. The problem is that most of these animals die without nobody knowing.
You know, there's a lot of activism around this, but even just if you go to your supermarket, instead of taking those 10 little plastic bags for a couple peppers and a cucumber, You just, you know, put them right in your own bag. I mean, it's amazing how many plastic bags you can use in a day.
You're absolutely right. You know, before plastic bags, these flimsy plastic bags were available, everybody had their own canvas bag. My grandma and my mom went to the market in Spain without plastic bags. They had their own traditional bags. And this is something that is easy to solve. We have got too comfortable with all these things like plastic straws that we don't need.
And we were saying that this whale on the beach in Thailand, it has become the at least viral video equivalent of that poor sea turtle that had a plastic straw up his nose a few weeks ago, just bringing it home to people what plastics are doing. Enrique Sala, explorer in residence and marine ecologist with National Geographic, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Robin.